Hello and welcome to Fake Radio Daily. This is the show that brings you the news from the fictional world while Geek Radio Daily is on vacation. I'm the person bringing the show to you today. I'm podcasting's Rich Siegfried.
Isn't geekery nothing if not the ultimate frontier of showmanship?
On this day in fictional history, in 1997, the animals are saved from Babe, Big in the City. In 2327, Jean-Luc Picard graduates from Starfleet Academy. That is from Star Trek Generations. Birthdays. 1990, Harlene Quinzel, who will later be known as Harley Quinn, is born. She's born, of course, in Gotham, New Jersey. That is established in Suicide Squad.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what soap opera's Billy Flynn is doing today. It's your Days of Our Lives Chad update.
Claire asks Sierra if she's moving on with Ben. You know, you're gonna go have a traveling motorcycle show with lots of explosions? Brady shares a heartfelt goodbye with Tate. So cue the boys to men. Hope and Rafe press Ben to admit he set the fire. But he says he didn't start the fire. Claims it was burning since the world's been turning. Teresa receives devastating news. Echo Base fell to the AT-ATs, which prompts her to leave Salem through the South Ridge to regroup at the Haven checkpoint beyond the Galactic Rim. Still the best Star Wars movie. Hashtag Chabby. Forever.
Warning. The following presentation is for mature audiences only. It is not intended for children, the oversensitive, or self-righteous gas bags with sticks up their butts.
This is Carol the Cat with the Guardians of the Geekery podcast. Join me, Starnes Lord, the Giddy Geeker, and whatever the hell we decide to call Tiffany this week as we interview local interesting people and talk about geek stuff. That's the Guardians of the Geekery podcast. Find us at guardiansofthegeekery.com or wherever fine podcasts are streamed. And remember, we're not the geekiest people on Earth. We're just here to guard your right to get your geek on.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Fake news! Taking a look at the Weekly World News from a certain point of view. A large creature was recently filmed winding its way through the Jokulsa River in the Fjallsjökull Valley last week and quickly posted online by Icelandic broadcaster RUV. It has since become a viral sensation, with many viewers heralding it as proof at last of the legend that has spanned seven centuries, the mysterious Laugafrugaragr River Worm. However, authorities have confirmed the sightings belong to a different creature, the beloved Loch Ness Monster. Iceland's very own mythical sea creature, similar to Scotland's Loch Ness Monster, can be traced back through the country's folklore to 1345. According to the legend, a small heather worm was put onto a golden ring so that the precious metal could grow, and so in turn the ring. However, when the owner of the ring returned, he found, to his horror, that the ring was no bigger than, but that the worm had in fact grown enormously. The owner then threw the ring and worm into Laugafrugafrugar River, where the creature continued to grow and grow. But this is not an Icelandic monster. This is the Loch Ness Monster from Scotland. Somehow, the monster has made its way to Iceland. Hundreds of citizens of Iceland have seen Nessie, who traveled nearly 1,000 miles to visit the scenic town. Several fishermen tried to capture the monster, but she was able to escape. The fishermen, however, were chased off by angry locals who wanted the monster to swim free. "Everyone loves the Loch Ness Monster," said Jörg Vavolvli, an oceanic expert from Iceland. "We don't know why she's decided to vacation up here, but we're happy for it." The local newspaper put out a special edition celebrating the history of the Loch Ness Monster, which was a welcome distraction from the headlines of a rash of prostitutes that had recently gone missing. Google Earth recently released a new update that features a grid-like pattern, which many claim to be conclusive proof of the location of the underwater city of Atlantis. The exciting discovery was originally made in 2015, where eagle-eyed internet users spotted a large grid on the seafloor that looked strikingly like the fabled city. Google at the time explained that their misrepresentation was caused by overlapping datasets, and Atlantis had not been found. And yet, they refused to fix this graphical issue. This week, mapping experts from around the world announced that the Google view of Earth's subterranean landscape is undeniable proof of the location of Atlantis. "That's Atlantis. We're 100% positive," said Dr. Wallace Toomer of Cambridge University in the UK. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, the U.S. Navy, NGA, and GEBCO also concurred and stated that Google features the most accurate view of the seafloor ever mapped. The newest version of Google Earth includes more accurate imagery in several key areas of ocean using data collected by research cruises over the past 3 years. For centuries, the story of Atlantis has captured the imagination, a fabled city of great beauty, culture, and wealth that was suddenly swallowed up by the ocean, possibly during either Noah's flood or an early reconnaissance mission from the Gutans. Some have claimed her ruins lie beneath the waves off the coast of Cornwall, and others say they've been found in the Black Sea. However, scientists now say the real location of Atlantis is in that area of the Atlantic. Warner Brothers has already begun an expedition to see the viability of holding the opening of the upcoming Aquaman movie at the site. Spheres of blue goo have been falling from the sky over England, leading to British authorities asking assistance from the UN. The UN panel on extraterrestrials were sent to examine the goo, and they have confirmed that it is in fact from alien spaceships from the planet Gutan. "Our scientists and extraterrestrial experts confirmed that the goo is from planet Gutan." Huh, goo from Gutan, heh. "Anyway, it's harmless, but it's clearly a warning sign from the Gutans, who also landed on our planet in November of 2011, said Dr. Susan Begley of the UN panel. The blue goo is contained in 15-inch sphere balls. It began falling on England last Thursday and has continued to rain down. Paul Burnby from Bournemouth found about a dozen of the balls in his garden. "You know what I never could pick up? I had to get me a spoon and flick them into a jam jar," said Burnaby. Mr. Burnby, a former aircraft engineer, said, "The sky went really dark yellow color before the goo began to fall, and then it was everywhere. As I walked outside to the garage, there was an instant hailstorm for a few seconds, and I thought, what's that goo in the grass?" The jelly-like substance was not meteorological and could not be specifically identified by any geologists or scientists in England. Burnby refused to give his goo balls to the UN and plans on keeping them in his fridge in case something cool happens to him. Sally Nixon of Dexter said that she was gardening when she was hit by 3 goo balls. "They knocked me to the ground and I was covered in icky stuff. It bodged me favorite smock." Nixon said that the spheres containing the goo have an exterior shell with a softer inside, but have no smell. Dr. Begley offered no explanation as to why the Gutans may be dropping blue goo, but told Weekly World News that the goo may be intended for the aliens from planet Zeba that have been spotted in England. "The Zebans have come to Earth to help humans fight against the Gutans. We know that the goo is harmless to humans, but may be deadly to Zebans." While the Gutans and Zebans have not isolated one particular place for their impending battle, we do know that England is currently facing a minor shitstorm. GRD is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivative Works 3.0 United States license. Come check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and hit up our website at geekradiodaily.com. It's a good place to be. Drop a review on ye old iTunes. Check us out on youtube.com/geekradiodaily. Cartoons galore. And of course, hit up the Patreon to keep us off the streets and in bars where we belong. Please send a note to podcast@geekradiodaily.com or give us a call at
510-GRD-CREW. That's 510-GRD-CREW.
And we'll see you the next time that we do.
We gotta get a new geek.
Get a guy to be a geek. I mean, is a guy born that way?
Turn in your outfit. You're through.